Chapter 5. Did you hear something? Yuko asks, tipping her head. Shikamaru kind of wants to groan, but he has no good choices here. If he ignores it and someone sneaks up on them, things will be twice as troublesome. Maybe, he admits, a little grudging, and takes a few steps in the direction the possible noise may have come from. Away from the road, too, which makes it more likely to be something aggravating rather than a careless civilian. Yugo shadows him in the branches, perfectly silent as she slides through the gloom. Behind them, Neji turns, but she waves a hand, signs for him to hold his position, and leaps up to a higher branch. At the very least, Shikamaru thinks, eyeing the area around them, a fight is going to be over quickly right now. The shadows are thick and plentiful, and if he strains a bit, he can probably control the whole wood. Not that he's going to strain himself, because, ugh. But the thought is there. I don't see anything, Yugo murmurs, scanning the forest. Her eyes are narrowed, and one hand is on the hilt of her sword, ready to draw it. There's a sound of agreement from Neji. Whatever it was, it's out of my range, he says. Does that mean we can stay in the camp? Shikamaru asks without much hope, but there's a voice yelling at him in his head that sounds suspiciously like Inko, and he takes a few steps forward into the darkness, listening carefully. He's used to forests, used to picking out the sound of deer and small animals from any human noises, and there's a definite lack of the former here. Proximity to Orochimaru's base, maybe. If Orochimaru sets humans on edge, he likely does the same thing to animals. And Shikamaru can't imagine much wildlife wants to hang around his base. Don't make that face, Anko says with a laugh, unexpected enough to make Shikamaru startle. He twitches around, but Anko catches his shoulder and propels him forward a step, following closely. Yamashiro, you good? Still buried in maps and reports, Aoba waves a hand. Yugo, stick close, he says. And you three, don't go too far. If it's not an immediate threat, we don't need to worry about it. Orochimaru's going to be a bigger one. I don't want us stumbling into his base before we're ready. The traps are to keep them out, not to give us an excuse to go looking for a fight. Shikamaru grimaces at the idea of Orochimaru or his soldiers wandering into their camp. Wandering anywhere, really. The briefing Aoba gave them on the way here was unnerving enough, and Shikamaru now knows a lot more about Konoha's history with human experimentation than he ever wanted to. Asuma's mentioned Orochimaru offhand before, but hearing about all the details, all the possible soldiers Jiraiya recorded before he was reassigned, makes it a hell of a lot more unnerving. With a barest rustle of footsteps, Neji slips up on Anko's other side, gaze trained ahead of them as they pass through the rows of traps. Anko is grinning, wide and bloodthirsty, with malice in her eyes, and Neji looks grim. They both make Shikamaru tired, if for different reasons. And he sighs to himself, even as he keeps a close eye on the trees. This isn't the Nara forest, open and full of light. It's thick with undergrowth, tangled in a way Konoha's forests rarely are, and it's hard to see more than a handful of yards with normal eyes, especially in the growing gloom. There aren't any more sounds, or at least none that are quite so obvious, but Shikamaru isn't ready to take that as a sign that there was never a sound to begin with. As convenient as that would be. They all heard it, after all. Something out of place and just slightly wrong against the normal forest sounds. Shikamaru doesn't like it. He wants to go back to Konoha, to his favorite cloud-watching hill with Choji. He wants to sleep in his bed instead of on the ground and not have to deal with Anko or Aoba or Neji or Yugo. This is all so troublesome. Anko catches his arm, then Neji's, and pulls them both to a halt, eyes narrowing. Opens her mouth, tipping her head back, and flicks out her tongue like she's tasting the air. then hums almost soundlessly. Shikamaru raises an eyebrow, curious, and that's a snake gesture, isn't it? Snakes do that in place of smelling. And Anko had said when she first arrived in the Hokage's office, I heard you needed an expert in snakes. She's training Sasuke, who was targeted by Orochimaru, and Orochimaru's whole thing is snakes, isn't it? Logical. She was probably one of Orochimaru's genin, or at least trained with him. Shikamaru swallows carefully, but doesn't pull away. Sending Orochimaru's student to help hunt him down is a good idea, but if anything, Anko just got scarier. Shikamaru's not overly fond of scary women. If Anko notices his sudden hesitation, she doesn't show any sign, as she suddenly grins, wide and vicious. Bodies, she says triumphantly. Warm-blooded. Which probably means they're not dead yet. Or Orochimaru, Shikamaru supposes. When she lets them go and bounds forward, he curses but hurries to keep up with Neji as the other boy follows. Up a hill, across a small creek, and then another rise, and a stand of boulders with trees growing out of the cracked stone, and now Shikamaru can hear voices, low but steady. Not afraid of detection, he thinks, even as Anko leaps up, landing in the branches of a tree. But why would they care so little about detection, so close to Orochimaru's base? The civilians Aoba talked to on the way here were all terrified of what was in the woods, and there were practically no bandits. Any shinobi worth their kunai would notice the reaction to the forest, and surely they'd be wary enough to keep out for fear of other shinobi or worse things. If they aren't wary, if they're bold enough to be talking almost normally, they're either stupid enough or... Oh, hey! A loud voice says, and a man laughs. Look at that! The sacrifices came to us! The little shit can't even complain! Dangerous, Shikamaru finishes, a chill sliding down his spine. Sacrifices is never a good word. About fucking time something interesting happened, another voice says. Hey, asshole, don't you dare hog the fight. Anko laughs because of course she does. Boys fighting over me, she mocks, rising from her crouch. Boring. I hope you're more interesting fighting than you are when you're talking. There's a splutter and a second snarl. You fucking Konoha trash. Not allies, then. Shikamaru probably should have known better than to hope for any kind of peaceful resolution here, but he groans anyway. There's a quiet scoff at his elbow before Neji leaps forward, redirecting off a tree to land on top of a boulder. It's enough to make Shikamaru want to bang his head on something hard, because is he the only one with... But then Neji takes a step back, the closest to off-balance Shikamaru has seen him since the exams. Uchiha, he says, half strangled, and draws himself up, bristling like a house cat facing a tiger. There's absolutely no way they're talking about Sasuke, Shikamaru thinks, with a sinking feeling. Damn! He takes three long steps sideways, slotting himself up behind Neji's rock, and presses his knuckles hard into his forehead, trying to think. Uchiha Itachi, prodigy ninja, Anbu captain at 13, genius and missing nin who slaughtered hundreds, just counting his family. There's no possible way this could get worse. Hyuga, a cool voice returns. Mitarashi, you are far from Konoha.
Seeing the sights, you know,
Anko says cheerfully. And if she cares that they're outnumbered and very definitely outmatched, it doesn't show in her voice. And you three, let me guess, missing nin convention? Assholes party? Evil shinobi gathering? Three of them. Itachi and two unfamiliar shinobi, both missing nin. Shikamaru frowns, trying to calculate distances and eyes the shadows around him. He'll be able to hold one of them, probably, with his chakra levels as they are. But too long and the shadow bind will break, and then they'll be fucked. Even numbers, but this definitely isn't anywhere close to a fair fight. Wait, 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 the first unfamiliar man says loudly. Hyuga? You know this guy, Itachi?
I know of his dojutsu.
Itachi corrects coolly.
The Hyuga are a large clan. Mitarashi is...
Hey! The man says right over Itachi, loud and gleeful. You, kid, what's your name? Bewilderment crosses Neji's face for just a moment, but Anko doesn't give him a chance to answer. She laughs, rocking forward on the balls of her feet and pointing a kunai at the three missing nin. Don't go asking questions, she tells them. You're interfering with our mission, assholes. One chance to get the hell out of this forest, and then we take you out. Oh, gods. Shikamaru squeezes his eyes shut and pinches the bridge of his nose. She's picking a fight with Uchiha Itachi, who just a year ago tortured his former Anbu captain and his little brother into a coma so severe that Tsunade herself was the only one able to save them. He probably wouldn't let them get away anyways, but goading him is a bad idea, and Shikamaru doesn't need his IQ to be what it is to know that.
Interfering?
Itachi sounds ever so faintly amused, but mostly flat.
I believe you are the ones who have gotten in our way.
Enough talking, the loud guy says and laughs. Lord Jashin could do with more sacrifices, and you're mine. What did I just say about hogging the fight? The second stranger snaps. Fuck off, Hidan. One of them's mine. Cool it, Blondie. Hidan tells him, why don't you go keep the puppy company while I deal with this? Fuck you. You wish. Boring. Anko decides. And in a flash, she's gone from the tree, launching herself forward and out of Shikamaru's sightline. There's a yelp from the second stranger, a laugh from Hidan, and a surge of chakra that is strong, Shikamaru thinks. Stronger than it needs to be. But why is Anko wasting chakra given who they're facing? Is she really that much like Naruto, throwing herself into the fight headlong and recklessly? It's a signal, not a mistake. Aoba definitely noticed that, and it means he'll know they encountered trouble, if he hadn't guessed as much already. Shikamaru breathes out, not quite a sigh of relief, only to lose against it instantly, as Neji says coldly,
will you face me, Uchiha, so I can prove the superiority of the Byakugan?
No, Shikamaru thinks, strangling a groan. No, that is not a good idea. And is he the only one on this team with common sense?
If you face me, I will crush you,
Itachi says, perfectly uninflected. It sounds like cold fact instead of a threat. And Shikamaru has no doubt that that's what it is.
That, Neji says, is not my fate.
And then he's gone as well, leaping down into the dip. Damn it! Shikamaru hisses soundlessly between his teeth. But two unknown missing nin, and by the sound of it, Anko's dealing with them. And on the other hand, Itachi, who Neji won't be able to beat without a miracle, regardless of how much of a genius he is. Shikamaru can hold all three of them for a handful of seconds, or one of them for longer, with less risk of the jutsu breaking. This is why the Nara fight with the Yamanaka and the Akamichi. Everything is just easier with complementary abilities. Taking a breath, Shikamaru brings his hands up, shaping the rat seal even as his mind races. One chance to make an impact, and this isn't a sanitized match against a haughty girl in an arena, put on more for show than anything.
It's so troublesome.
Shikamaru wishes more than anything that he was back home in bed, or watching clouds, or literally anything except for this. The shadows touched with his chakra twist and surge, whirling up in thick swaths, spreading out. Shikamaru can feel the moment they catch, hold, and opens his eyes with the uncomfortable awareness of another person right next to his skin that always comes with using the shadow bind. He hears the sharply indrawn breath, the only sign of surprise, and turns, leaping up to the top of the rock.
The hop Itachi gives an echo of his movements is almost funny. Except that they're all very definitely going to die in a few minutes, which makes it less so. Neji, he warns, if you're going to do something. There's a loud sound of astonishment, but not from Neji. On the other side of the battlefield, the second stranger spins, and Shikamaru has a sudden, bewildering thought that it's Ino for half a second, until the faintly different features and darker blonde hair come into focus. Neji? He repeats loudly, and levels a finger at a very confused-looking Neji. Hyuga Neji! You're Hyuga Neji! What? Hidan says loudly, and turns, completely ignoring the kunai that sinks into his shoulder as Anko slips free. That Hyuga Neji? Shikamaru can see the shiver that runs down Neji's spine as he takes two quick steps back, expression shading towards alarm. Hard to blame him, honestly. Shikamaru definitely wouldn't want two unfamiliar missing nin knowing his name. Though, Shikamaru would be a lot more sympathetic if he wasn't literally holding Konoha's most infamous missing nin in place right now, with the binding ready to break. He hisses, trying to catch Neji's attention. But before Neji can so much as glance over, Hidan cackles. Oh, fuck! He says gleefully. Lord Jushin can spare this one sacrifice for now, I think. The blonde snickers, and he's turning too, cracking his knuckles. I think we should pick up a present for the puppy, he says, grinning. He'll be so surprised, Gotta keep the little bitch happy. Hidan agrees, and tosses his huge three-bladed scythe over his shoulder. Sorry, sweetheart, I'll finish you later. He says over his shoulder to Anko, who makes a miffed sound. Just need to grab one thing real quick. Blondie, on it, he says, and digs a handful of something pale out of his weapons pouch, brings it up and... Hidan lunges, leaps, and Neji immediately drops low and whirls, the familiar dome of his rotating heaven sending Hidan careening sideways into a tree the moment he hits it. In the same moment, Shikamaru's Shadowbind strains, and he grits his teeth, doubling down and slamming his eyes shut on instinct. No eyesight means no Sharingan. He knows at least that much, and that's Itachi's main advantage. Anko! He gets out. A hand touches the top of his head as a familiar figure bolts past him, and Anko snarls out a jutsu. The hissing of snakes fills the air, and Itachi grunts, jerks. Through the connection of the shadows, Shikamaru can feel the snake summons climbing up his legs, twisting around his body, can feel the twitches as he tries to move each time one bites him, and has to pour more chakra into the technique to keep him still. Not a fan of snakes, huh? Anko asks, cheerfully malicious. And there's a hiss as she draws a kunai. I see that look on your face. I bet you've had a few run-ins with my old sensei, huh? Sorry about that. I just haven't gotten the chance to kill him yet. Orochimaru's death will certainly be a benefit, Itachi says, and the binding stretches, strains. 5 minutes is Shikamaru's limit, and that's rapidly decreasing as Itachi pushes against the technique. Too much longer and he's going to slip. So will yours, Anko says brightly, and her kunai slashes out. The jutsu snaps. Itachi slamming his chakra into it all at once and practically bowling Shikamaru over. He yelps, almost falling off his boulder, even as Anko just misses Itachi's throat. With a curse, she ducks down, lunges for his knees, but Itachi leaps over her head, lands lightly, and looks up. Shikamaru catches half a glimpse of whirling red and black eyes, braces himself with a surge of horror, only to have a thing crash right through the space between them. Big, Shikamaru thinks, throwing himself over the edge of the boulder. Big and made of that white stuff the blonde pulled out of his weapons pouch, but shaped like some kind of bird. It very nearly hits Itachi as it bowls past, makes both him and Anko leap to avoid it, and doesn't pause as it grabs for Neji. Neji hisses out something, turns and comes up with a fingertip blow that bursts like a detonation. The blonde squawks, offended, and with a laugh, Hidan drops into the same space, the cable on his scythe dropping over Neji's head. A spin sends it flying, and Neji retreats, twisting around the blows Hidan throws at him, then jumping another coil of cable that nearly catches his ankle. The bird thing isn't dead yet. Even headless, it's picking itself up, turning to follow, and Shikamaru groans, catching its shadow just long enough to pause it, and the blonde almost runs into it. He curses, jumps onto its back, and keeps going, dropping down, nearly on top of Neji. Neji twists into a spin, making him rebound with a cry, and then leaps back to slide around Hidan's cable again as it tries to catch him. There are too many people on this battlefield, Shikamaru thinks, bringing his hands up again. But Hidan and the blonde don't seem to be trying to kill Neji, and Anko and Itachi are, without a doubt, fighting to kill. So he shapes the seal, concentrates. There are so many shadows that it doesn't even take a second to catch Itachi. And even though he immediately tries to break the jutsu again, Shikamaru's ready for the push. Doesn't have to hold him long, just Anko whirls in, kunai driving up in a gut strike, and Shikamaru slams his eyes closed, braces. He's not prepared for the wrench, though. Not full body, but just around the eyes. Quick and sharp like chakra is dagger-edged. He yelps, feels Itachi's eyes snap open too late to shout a warning, and Anko cries out, stumbling. She crashes to the ground, limp, expression twisted with horror and pain. And Itachi shatters the rest of the shadow bind with casual ease, drawing a kunai and stepping up to loom over Anko. Shikamaru can see the intention in his face. He's going to kill her while she's helpless, stab her, and he leaps, even though he knows it's stupid, flicks a shuriken from his pouch directly at Itachi's face, then hits the ground and lunges. Itachi tips his head, letting the shuriken skim past his cheek, then meets Shikamaru's punch with a single hand raised to catch the blow, knocks it to the side, and Shikamaru has half a second to curse himself for not training more taijutsu with Asuma the last time he offered, before a palm blow hits him in the center of the chest and sends him crashing back. He catches his balance, grabs for the shadows, and Itachi is getting better at shaking off the binding, but he's still vulnerable in that first second. Shikamaru leaps back, Itachi mirroring him, then grabs for another shuriken and throws it. Ino staggers, lips parting, eyes going wide. She reaches up, tugging weakly at the shuriken embedded in her chest. And Shikamaru falters, stumbles, feels horror surging as her knees buckle with a faint, breathless whimper. She collapses to the ground, blood bubbling past her lips. And Shikamaru can't breathe, can't move, wants to cry because that's Ino. A hand catches him by the throat, and Itachi drags him up onto his tiptoes, ignores the way Shikamaru claws at his arm, trying desperately to get some air. Anara, Itachi says, and his eyes are cold in the most unnerving way Shikamaru has ever seen. Just a genin. How pathetic. You'll break so quickly. Shikamaru's never felt this kind of fear before, this surge of terror that makes it hard to think, hard to plan. He grasps desperately for some kind of strategy, tries to plan, tries to think, but Itachi's eyes are spinning, pinwheels turning hypnotically, and he can't. Crows shriek, and suddenly they're surrounded by beating wings, stabbing beaks, tearing claws. Itachi jerks back, his hold on Shikamaru slipping, and Shikamaru scrambles free, landing hard and throwing himself out of the line of fire. Through the cloud of summons, there's a flash of black hair, the green of a flak jacket, and Aoba kicks high, catches Itachi on the side of the head, and then drops low, avoiding the strike of his kunai and slamming a knife hand blow at his knees. Itachi dodges in a whirl of his dark cloak, and Aoba rises to meet him, taijutsu quick and almost brutal. Not Anara style, Shikamaru thinks, dragging himself back to his feet and coughing hard against the pressure at his throat. Too much effort in each strike for it to be from his clan, but it's effective. Itachi is retreating, sliding back, and Aoba doesn't seem like he's caught in genjutsu either. If Shikamaru ever has to suffer through another genjutsu, it's gonna be way too damn soon, he thinks grimly. Shapes the rat seal once more. Help Neji, Yugo says, right in his ear, and then she's past him, sweeping up behind Itachi with her Tanto already swinging. Itachi ducks it at the last moment, but one of Aoba's crows catches him in the face, knocks him back, and her next thrust skims his arm, parting fabric and drawing blood. Bless backup, Shikamaru thinks with relief, and catches Hidan in his shadow just as he makes to snatch Neji up bodily. Hidan swears, lurches as Shikamaru forces him back a step. The blonde is close, and Shikamaru drags Hidan's body down, makes him pick up his cable and pull it hard, and it catches the blonde's foot, makes him stagger. Neji takes the opening without hesitation, fingers flashing out to hit Tenketsu points in a blur. The blonde hits the ground, and Neji turns on Hidan just as Shikamaru's technique gives way. Ha! Hidan shouts triumphantly, and his scythe whirls out, flat side swinging hard. He catches Neji in the side, and it's not the sharp point of the blades. Not even enough to draw blood, but the force sends Neji crashing back into a tree, his skull rebounding off the trunk. He crumples, and the blonde is rising again, laughing. When Hidan holds out a fist with a wide grin, he rolls his eyes but taps their knuckles together. The puppy better be glad for his present, he says, and pulls a roll of ninja wire out of his sleeve. Yeah, Hidan agrees, snickering. And when Neji tries to pull himself upright, dazed and bleeding, Hidan catches him, drags his arms up behind his back and holds him still. Hey, don't be a dick and I won't sacrifice you to Lord Jashin until the puppy's done with you, he taunts. And Shikamaru's stomach turns over. He's running low on chakra, but he reaches desperately for more, grabs for shadows that are rapidly becoming full darkness, and wishes like hell he'd had more time to learn other clan techniques before this mission started. Whatever these guys want Neji for, it's definitely not something good. They want him as a gift, and Shikamaru's heard Neji's words in the arena during the exams. All the talk about stealing eyes and the caged bird seal. Something like that, when Neji's father died the way he did, well, Shikamaru might think Neji is a pain, but he's not about to let that happen to a fellow Konoha shinobi. And then, with a shriek of pure rage, Anko crashes into Hidan, barrels into him, and slams him into the ground. Her eyes are wild, full of fury, and there's a snarl in her face, a mark with three tomoe glowing with a dark, unpleasant light on her shoulder. A kunai stabs deep into Hidan's throat, and Anko flips free, lunging for the blonde without hesitation. He curses, leaps up on top of his bird thing, and in an instant the creature is splitting, scattering into a dozen smaller figures. One catches Anko in the chest, knocks her back, and then explodes in a burst of heat and light and smoke. Shikamaru throws up a hand to cover his eyes, expecting blood, maybe body parts. But in the center of the whirling smoke, Anko laughs, vicious and half mad. Nice try, pretty boy, she mocks. And when she staggers free of the smoke, she's breathing hard, covered in blood and bits of flesh. But it's not her own. A summons, Shikamaru thinks, swallowing. She had a summons take the blow for her, or the detonation might have killed her. You're gonna have to try harder, though. If my old sensei couldn't kill me, you've got no chance. You assholes always think that's an insult, the blonde retorts. I'm the prettiest damn boy, and I'll kick your fucking ass. A flicker of movement out of the corner of Shikamaru's eye is his only warning, and he grabs for the shadow with his own, drags it to a stop for a fraction of a second as he calls, Anko! It's enough. Anko flips over the blades of the scythe as it swings, lands on the trunk of a tree, and drops, eyes wide. I killed you, she hisses, sounding offended. What the hell? Hidan laughs, only a little rough, and tosses the kunai she drove into his throat at the tree beside her. You're gonna have to try harder, he mocks, grinning. Come on, snake girl, don't you want to play? There's no sign of the wound, a bit of blood, but otherwise nothing. And Hidan is just standing there. Unkillable, something in Shikamaru's mind whispers, and he swallows hard. This fight just got a hell of a lot harder.